Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Bachman Chiropractic Clinic. This is Dr. Jim Bachman, and we're going to spend the next 30 minutes talking about teamwork. Yes, teamwork. Teamwork to help you, teamwork to help your family, and teamwork to help our nation, because I have always had the experience now. This is my 71st birthday. Yes, folks, 71 years I've been around. It amazes me how time flies. And I've been involved in healthcare for 41 years. And what I have learned throughout those 41 years in natural healthcare is people are, I hate to use the term lying to themselves, but they're doing the ostrich trick. That's a kinder way to say it. However, that doesn't elicit the response that you want. The response that you want as the doctor-patient relationship is we have to work as a team. And if we work as a team, we can improve your outlook. It's always been a firm scientific fact that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yes, folks, an ounce of prevention, it works. It's definitely worth a pound of cure. And you've probably heard the old adage that it takes a town or a village to raise a child. It's absolutely true. And what we're talking about is teamwork. If you're listening to me for the first time on Facebook, please like Facebook, like our website. Go to AskingDrJim.com. Or you can contact me through my phone, 724-836-5408. Teamwork. Teamwork is very, very important for every aspect of your life. I like to live by the principles of freedom. My goal in life, whether it's family life or whether it's my health profession, is to promote teamwork. Teamwork is one helping another for the common goal. So my goal today, my goal with my patients is to help them develop freedom, freedom of their health. If you have your health, you have time freedom. If you have time freedom, the good creator will give you ideas to produce what is called financial freedom. So we're going to use HTFF, which is health, time, freedom for all. So, folks, let me tell you some experience here. In 2005, I was involved in a car accident. Now, that may not seem to be involved in anything we're talking about in this 30 minutes, but let me share a little bit further. Don't leave yet. In 2005, I had a car accident, and I was working with a company at that time that had supplements that help to promote your health, and they were developed scientifically, and I was taking them because I don't do something unless I totally believe in it. And as a result of taking them, it produced a aha moment in my life. The car accident that I just told you about produced what was called a PE, pulmonary embolism. And you've probably seen it on TV. A pulmonary embolism is almost instant death if it goes to a certain part of your body. Well, mine happened to go to my lung. And as a result of that, I was in intensive care for a while, in the hospital for a while. And the doctor and I had a conversation, and he wanted me to take it easy the rest of my life. Well, taking it easy the rest of my life wasn't in my schedule, as folks around me probably will realize. What it did is it made me reflect on what is important in life. And if you've ever been in that situation, you realize how important it is for family and how important it is for you to do the things that help you prevent problems in your life. Wouldn't the world be a beautiful place if we could spread healthy statements, healthy information and education, rather than always talking about the negativity in the world, the negativity in the health, negativity in surgery? And as a result of that, I personally feel that if you and I and everyone around us took responsibility for ourselves, and I'm going to explain how you can do that a little bit later, and I'm going to explain exactly what I'm talking about when I'm talking about taking responsibility. If we all took responsibility for ourselves, the world would be a healthier world. Well, I personally did that as a result of this accident. I followed the doctor's recommendations for 4 to 6 weeks, and they wanted me to stay on certain drugs, and I found alternative ways to do it. And as a result of it, I started exercising on a regular basis and have been doing ever since. And I've always been looking for the reason why some folks that consult with me have health problems and some folks don't. As a chiropractor, I am trained traditionally into the concept that the power that creates the body heals the body. Now remember, the power that creates the body heals the body. So when I had the pulmonary embolism, that's a blood clot, it was in my leg, moved to my heart. From my heart, it went to my right lower lobe of my lung. And trust me, it was not a comfortable situation. But I went to the doctor, went to the emergency room, and they were working furiously to dissolve it, because if it doesn't dissolve, it could break up and move on, and you have a stroke or ultimately take you out. So I didn't want that to happen, so I decided, well, I'm going to start making some changes. And I did. So as a result of that, I did a lot of learning, I did a lot of listening, and the patients that come in and consult with me are looking for, quote-unquote, quick fixes. Well, as you know, if you've ever had a health challenge, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Now, don't get me wrong, we're always going to need medicine, we're always going to need surgery, but when you start applying medicines and surgery to healthy people, the outcome is not bright. Most folks have accepted the fact subconsciously, because on the television, on the radio, and every bit of news media that you're exposed to every day tells you you're sick. It doesn't tell you you're well, doesn't tell you you're healthy, tells you you're sick. Tells you that the Creator made a mistake and you need to take some kind of medication. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is the second line of defense. The first line of defense is you taking responsibility for yourself and for your family. Encouraging your children, eat healthier. Encouraging your spouse, eat healthier. Exercise. Encouraging your neighbors and your town, eat healthier, exercise. In every study done, the reason people get sick, now you've been told that the reason that you get sick is because you're getting older. The reason you get sick is because you don't have enough medication in your body and we have to give you some. The reason that you get sick is there's genetic mistakes. And yes, there are genetic errors and genetic mistakes, but let me share another little fact with you. And you answer this question for yourself. When you, as an individual, right after conception, in your mother's womb, what was your body formed out of? Think about that for a second. That's quite a thought process that a lot of folks, unless you studied science and you studied embryology, you don't really have that answer. Well, let's look in the mirror then. What is your hair made out of? What is your skin made out of? What is your heart made out of? What is your blood made out of? Well, I hope you're thinking in the same direction that I'm thinking in. Your body is made of what you eat. Your mother ate. She digested foods, broke them down into their primary elements, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals, water, waste products. Then her body processed it, sent it through the placenta, made your body have the raw materials to form your bones, form your nervous system, form your brain. Then your genes that were passed down to you while this was all going on were being activated to express themselves. And when your genes express themselves, that's what makes your eyes the color blue. That's what makes your hair red, your hair blonde, your hair black, and all of your different characteristics. Have you ever wondered why you don't have fingers growing on your elbow, or fingers growing on your shoulder, or toes growing on your knee? It's because your genes are turned on or turned off at a specific time in development, and that's the way they are told what to do. Your genes express themselves. Now, what's that have to do with teamwork? Well, it has to do with providing the raw material for your body to work with. Science is telling us, we can believe science, that in another 20 years, now I'm a baby boomer, and a lot of folks that are listening to this today are baby boomers, and there's 10,000 of us reaching 65 worldwide every day for the next 10 years. In another 20 years, 85%, and this is scary, but this is what's being predicted, 85% of the people over 80, and as you know, we're living longer, are going to have some form of dementia. Now, do you really think that your genes are making a mistake at age 80 and they don't know how to form and maintain proper neurological connections? I say they don't make a mistake. I say they're not having the right materials to work with. They don't have the right vitamins. They don't have the right nutrients. They have too many toxic chemicals. Toxic chemicals, have you heard on the television? Have you heard on the radio? As you read in every bit of printed information, drugs have a two-sided problem. One manages your symptom, doesn't cure anything. One manages your symptom, and the other produces a side effect. Chemotherapy, for example, can be a life-saving situation, but you have to weigh your odds. They are so toxic that they not only kill cancer cells, they also kill your cells that are developing. That's why your hair falls out. That's why certain other things occur. And I thank God we have those agents, but it certainly is a lot wiser to do what it takes to avoid that if possible, as much as you possibly can. Because most of us will say, well, that can't happen to me. Well, there's none of that in my family. It's not going to happen to me. Or you'll say, well, I have cholesterol issues in my family. It's going to be an issue for me. Or cancer is in my family. It's going to be an issue for me. True, your genes control a lot of that process. But if you do what it takes to activate them, to express, to turn on, then guess what happens? The ultimate happens. They express themselves, and the degenerative diseases start to occur. So something simple as teamwork, working with some physician or working with a coach, don't disobey the laws of nature. Try to obey the laws of nature as much as possible. True, your genes do have some influence as you age. But have you ever noticed that someone consumes a lot of alcohol? Alcohol in any way, shape, or form. Alcohol in any way, shape, or form is toxic to the nervous system. If you've ever had a biology course in school, what did you preserve your specimens in? Alcohol, because even bacteria are killed by alcohol. So any way, shape, or form. Let's say, well, Dr. Jim, well, what about the healthy aspects of grapes. Well, that's true. They do have a lot of healthy aspects, antioxidant activity, but you're better off drinking the unsweetened grape juice than drinking the alcohol. The alcohol is toxic. So to get back to what I was talking about, what physical symptoms and physical signs do you see in someone who consumes more than generous amounts of alcohol? You notice skin changes. You notice changes in their memory. You notice changes in their health. What do you see in someone who's a heavy smoker? Heavy smoker, I'm saying, smokes a pack a day or more. What do you see in them? Well, the physical signs that you see is all they do is cough and hack, and your heart just goes out to them because it seems like they can't breathe. However, what else occurs? You notice the change in the color of their skin. You notice their complexion. You notice their voice. And we can go on and on and on. So they are violating the laws of health, the laws of staying healthy, the laws of prevention. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about teamwork to help each other. So if you want healthy children, what do you let them eat? What do you let them do? In our nation today, we have 50 to 60% of people that are considered obese, if not more. An obese is a body mass index of 30% or more. And that's not a whole lot. But we have 60% of our children that are classified obese. What occurs in obese folks? What diseases do you see occurring more frequently? Well, heart disease, cancers, digestive issues, blood sugar issues, diabetes. And as a clinical nutritionist, you know, diabetes, when it gets a hold of you, folks, it controls your life. And so many folks will say, I wish I would have. I wish I would have. I wish I would have. Well, I wish you would have, too. I wish you wouldn't have violated the laws of nature. How much water do you drink on a daily basis? The most common form or cause etiology of headaches is lack of water. So simple. I'm talking about healthy water, filtered water. You know, in Pittsburgh, I live in the greater Pittsburgh area, they had a problem with lead. In Michigan, they had a problem with lead. So you may want to consider doing some type of filtration system on your drinking water, because most of us think, oh, it's safe because you can't see it, taste it, or feel it. Well, if you can't detect it with your senses, doesn't necessarily mean that it's safe. You can't detect carbon monoxide with your senses. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but it's a killer. So you need to take all of the precautions. Most folks will put a carbon monoxide detector in their house. They will put a fire detector and smoke detector in their house, but ignore the fact that they're not drinking enough water, or ignore the fact that they're not exercising. Ignore the fact that they're consuming too much refined foods. Ignore the fact that every day they wake up, they have a headache, they take something, it's an anti-inflammatory or an NSAID, and wonder why they have liver problems, or wonder why they have bleeding in their stomachs, wonder why they're not digesting foods properly. So they take something else for that, and then that compounds with side effects into something else, and before long you have major health issues. So our goal today is to give you that information. I decided after 2005 that I was going to live as long as I possibly could, be as healthy as I possibly could, and spread that information and form teams of people helping each other. And I said early on when I was talking, the fact that people are fooling themselves, they're lying to themselves, and I deal with it on a daily basis, and they don't do it consciously. Trust me, I'm not calling folks liars. That would be rude, crude, and that's not a very nice way to run a business either. But they will come in and they will say, well, I only ate this and this and this and this. So what I have them do is I have them take a diary, take it with them. And when they bring it in, this is an educational process, and when they bring it back in and they haven't lost any weight or there aren't any changes in their blood pressure, or we do blood tests and we don't see any changes there, and I will say, are you absolutely sure you recorded everything? So they go back over it, and they go back over it, and say, well, let's do it again. And they start recording it for another 2 weeks, and then now they're being brutally honest with themselves, and they do subconscious eating. Subconscious eating is you walk by the cupboard, boom, automatically you open the door, and out comes a part of a candy bar. Well, he had one bite. Half an hour later, boom, you're gone. Oh, another one. And before long, the whole thing's gone. Your blood sugar's shooting through the roof, and you wonder why you're tired and you don't have any energy. So, folks, I'm not here to criticize. Well, I am in a way. But my goal is for you to have health freedom that helps you produce time freedom, time to do the things you want to do. How many folks have had heart attacks and cardiovascular accidents and strokes and TIAs that can't do what they wanted to do? And they're in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s. Some of it is an issue with accidents. Others are issues with genetic and birth defects and things like that. But the majority of it is not. The majority of it is the fact that they're violating the laws of nature. They're not exercising on a regular basis. They are not doing the things that prevent major health problems. I think each one of us that's listening to this program has a very, very cherished sense of sight and would give up anything rather than their sight. At least that's what folks tell me when we're consulting. And I said, well, you know, the most common cause of age-related macular degeneration, which is the number one, not number two, not number three, not number four, not number five, number one cause of preventable blindness in the best country in the world, these United States of America, macular degeneration is preventable through healthy nutrition. Antioxidants are what protects your eyes, your retina. That's what you see with. So antioxidants have a major, major role in health and in staying healthy. So for all you folks out there that don't like vegetables, don't like fruits, you are, in my opinion, committing suicide very slowly, because you get the antioxidants that your body needs to work with out of plants and fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and cereals. So please join our team of staying healthy. I personally think if everyone would share this information, if you're on Facebook, share this broadcast so other folks can hear it. And maybe, just maybe, they will start to consume more fresh fruits and vegetables. Most folks listening to this program are health conscious. I am what they call a health nut. Not because I'm insane, but some folks would say I'm insane, but that's their problem, not mine. But I'm 71. I can still go to the gym as often as I want. I can still go on a 5 or 6 mile walk. I can still do the things that I want. I have that freedom. And I want to be able to share that information with you. But if you don't take the advance notice and start making some changes and limiting your freedom, because each time you have a health challenge and you have a surgery, you're limiting your freedom. Limiting your freedom of your health. You know, medications can reduce your symptoms, but in all honesty, they don't do anything for the cause of your problem. The power that created your body heals your body. We talked earlier in the half hour about the power that created your body, the power that was given to you at conception, and then your mom ate and drank healthy and formed you. The rest of your life, your body depends on you getting nutrients from your environment. It depends on you cleaning house inside. You get that from your fruits and vegetables. Plants, for example, if you've ever had a plant that you grew inside, you take it outside and set it in the sun. What happens to it? It becomes what they call sunburn. Yeah, plants actually get sunburn. So plants produce antioxidants, carotenoids, out in the environment to keep them from getting sunburned, protect them from the harmful rays, protect them from degeneration. You consume the plant, that is passed on to you. That's what we're talking about. True, you can get it from a supplement, but there's nothing better than the healthier food. So in forming a team, you want to help educate. If you're a teacher, help work with your students and exploring for different areas of food and different things to eat. Limit time on electronics. Have the children play outside. Our kids don't play outside anymore. You go by a playground, you rarely see too many kids outside playing anymore. They're too busy on their tablets or on their phones. And I'm not saying you discontinue all that. I'm saying give your kids healthy vitamins. If you want some good sources of vitamins and nutrients and minerals and you want some science behind it, give me a call or private message me on Facebook. My phone number is 724-836-5408. We have a network on the entire globe that can help get you in touch with the science that can help improve your freedom and help prevent. Remember, prevention. Prevention, prevention, prevention. I have a lot of folks who come in and say, well, the only medication I'm on, and this is the average, I'm on a cholesterol medication. I'm on an acid blocker, an H2 acid blocker, and, excuse me, I'm on some kind of diuretic. Well, if you're taking something that's making you pee more, excuse me, what do you think is happening with your nutrition? If you're taking something that's stopping your liver from working, and you're still eating the junk food that created the problem in the beginning, what's that doing? That's producing more toxins that your body can't deal with. Do you know when you take an H2 blocker, a antacid, on a regular basis, you have trouble absorbing vitamin B12. You have trouble absorbing calcium. You have trouble in maintaining a healthy gut flora. And you see a lot of advertisements on healthy gut flora. We are seeing a progressive step forward in natural health care, but unfortunately, a lot of folks are being steered that they have to take these different kinds of meds in order to stay healthy. So, you know, it's just simply not accurate information. Listen to these kinds of programs. Get your research. Find out for yourself. Get on a teamwork. Have community workshops where you go and you learn this information. You know, science says if you can't repeat something and get the same results, then that's not science. And a lot of what you see advertised and a lot of what you see on the internet is not science. So you have to rely on professionals. You have to rely on getting your own education, forming your own teams, forming your own nutritional support groups, realizing that you can't violate the laws of nature. If you're a smoker, quit. If you drink too much, if you drink alcohol, actually, consider changing it. If you're not exercising on a regular basis, start. But always, always get the permission of your doctor, whether your doctor is in medicine or whatever it is. Whoever you have your health information with, work as a team. That's important. And you can get me at 724-836-5408. Like us on Facebook. and have a wonderful, happy, healthy freedom in your day.